Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, you're going to be glad you're rocking and rolling with us because we got Jack Mitchell back on the show. Jack is an old friend of mine and yours too, whether you know it or not. He's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us now for a long time, almost actually over 8 years. It's hard to believe it's been that long. Jack is the one of the outstanding small business owners of America, a great American family business success story in the men's and women's clothing business in New England for generations now. Started with his parents but they've expanded. They're going bi-coastal now, ladies and gentlemen. And he's here to talk to us about that. By the way, his two books that you know very well are Hug Your Customers and Hug Your People. Jack Mitchell, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back. I can't believe it's that long.
Can you believe it? It's been over 8 years since you've been a member of our Brain Trust. We appreciate that very much. You were just a baby when we started, Jack.
That's right.
Jack.
That's the way I feel, Jim. I still feel rather young, and it's fun. It's fun to be in the business that I'm in.
It's fun to wake up every day and have something to do, isn't it?
It sure is.
Hey, Jack. One of the things I want to do first is congratulate you on a recent acquisition.
Thank you very much.
And one of the reasons I want you to talk to us about it is because, folks, Jack's got a story to tell you that I think you're going to enjoy, even if you can't identify with exactly what he's doing. As a business owner, you'll enjoy this story. But if you have now or think you might have in the future or would hope you can have in the future an opportunity to acquire to grow through an expansion rather than just through organically, this is a great story to tell. Jack, now you guys, your father and your mother started the business in Connecticut.
1958, 52 years ago, Jim.
Yeah, and then the last handful of years, you acquired about 8 years ago, you acquired another local company, next one of your neighbors.
Right, we acquired Richards in Greenwich, Connecticut.
So now it became Mitchell Richards, right. and then you acquired a company over on Long Island.
Correct, Marsh's, an 82-year-old family.
So that's three. That's three now, but you still were in an hour and a half drive of each other. But now you've gone to the other coast. Tell the audience about it.
Well, it is a fun story to tell, and it's really, obviously a work in progress because we have only owned these stores since essentially the 1st of December. We really we've been talking about it for a long time, Jim, of how we grow our family business. Where, as you know, we're a third-generation family. We have seven sons that are in the third generation. My brother Bill and I and my wife Linda are the second. Anyway, so we have a deep bench, and we've been talking about how could we ever export our model to an area where, as you say, we can't drive to. And this opportunity came about because of the terrible economic tsunami that's affected all of us dramatically over the last couple of years.
Yep.
And I've known this gentleman, Wilkes Bashford. Wilkes Bashford has been in business for 44 years, essentially in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. By the time, I've known him because he's been a leader in the industry, very innovative, brought Giorgio Armani to the United States. I mean, he's an icon himself. The challenge, of course, was that he didn't have the financial discipline and the people that he needed in order to continue to make the business profitable.
To weather this storm. I mean, there's a lot of great companies have been taken down by the storm we've gone through in the last 2 years.
Yeah, and as I think I've shared with you and your listeners, in 1989-91, that recession, my brother Bill and I and our two oldest sons, Bob and Russ, we learned then that cash is king. So from then on,
that was back in the, that was years, the double that was the double dipper back in the early 80s, right?
You bet. And when that happened, we decided to get our assets in order and run the business truly as a business first and a family second, and in terms of the financial side. And so the bottom line is we have candidly no debt except for the real estate. And so when this opportunity came about, We flew to California, and we talked. This is very important in terms of acquisitions, whether they be in good times or in challenging times. We talked to every single person. They were kind enough, and they didn't really have much choice, but
they opened their doors up and were forthcoming to you.
You bet. And the forthcoming were the people. We both know, Jim, this is why you and I love each other.
Well, you're the pro at this. I mean, you're the guy.
It's all about the people. And as you know, I use the word hugging to describe that connection,
right.
That human connection among everyone. And we found that, yes, indeed, they had world-class huggers. They had associates, sales associates, that had been there 15, 20, 30.
Wow.
The head fitter tailor been there 12. The woman's head fitter tailor has been there 32 years.
Wow.
Japanese lady. So these people have the wonderful relationships with their associates.
Hold on to that thought, Jack. I better take a quick break. We got to hug some other kind of customers right now for just a minute. Quick break, folks. Jack Mitchell, you don't want to miss this story. It's an outstanding one. Even if you're not about to acquire somebody else, if you're in business, you're going to like the story. 20 till. Stay with us.
Stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me.
That's Ann Wilson bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. One half of Heart. The lady on the guitar, that's Nancy, that's her sister. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited to have our good buddy Jack Mitchell back on the show, author of Hug Your Customers. Something under a million copies of those books have been sold around the world. Hug Your People. It's got a bullet. It's no telling how many millions that copies. That book is sold around the world, maybe even across the galaxy. Jack, tell us how we can find your book.
Oh, you can go on,
books.
Obviously go on to. Actually, I'd love you to go to your local bookstores and order it or pick it up. Or pick them up, or you can obviously go on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com.
Any of those guys.
There's plenty of copies.
And folks, buy both of them. I promise you, you're going to want to have the set. Jack, thanks for these great works. Folks, check those out. And also the website for the business.
The business is my hugging business is HugYourCustomers.com.
Right.
And my business is Mitchell'sOnline.com.
Mitchell's, that's where you can find they can find your clothing. And how to find out more about that, Mitchell'sOnline.com.
Another way you can get on is MitchellFamilyOfStores.com.
Wow.
We because of what we were sharing earlier before the break,
right.
We've acquired these two great stores in California, one in San Francisco and one in Palo Alto by the name of Wilkes Bashford. And as you know, one of the simple secrets that we have used when we acquire businesses is to keep the local name.
I was going to ask you if you're going to...
There's great equity in Richards and
yep.
Marsh's and Wilkes. Wilkes is a living figure. I mean, he made some mistakes, but he's a charming, wonderful person. Knows everybody in San Francisco and Palo Alto.
So the name of the newly acquired business is going to be...
It's Wilkes Bashford.
Still going to be Wilkes Bashford. Okay.
However, what we have done for the first time ever... And we unanimously in our family have been debating this forever. We decided to call also ourselves, have a logo and a brand that we're beginning to build, and it's called the Mitchell Family of Stores.
Ah, I like that.
So we picked up, yeah, I do too. And we picked up the idea of keeping our name, our family name,
mm-hmm.
and the word family, which obviously, as you say, it hooks the east to the west coast or the west to the east coast in a way that we think is a warm, fuzzy.
So it'll be Wilkes Bashford, a member of the Mitchell family of stores. See,
right.
Now, folks, now listen to what you're getting here. You're getting a lesson in how to make the evolution of the names, how to incorporate the critical mass, the brand equity that the acquired company has, but also bring in the gravitas, the critical mass of the, I should say, of the new company.
Exactly.
I mean of the acquiring company. And so, folks, this is a great lesson. But it's also the kind of thing, Jack, that you don't do overnight. You gradually move into this, don't you?
Definitely. And that's a second big point, Jim. And, of course, my boys, my sons who are, as you know them anyway, the big, big direction, strategic direction was, Dad, this is a marathon and not a sprint.
Yeah.
Marathon, not a sprint. And then they gave me three C's, Jim, were keep calm, be confident, and be compassionate. And those three C's, every day I wake up and I say that before I go to work out there, because I know how to sprint when I need to be, even though I'm a grandfather.
Right.
I can still get the ball if I'm playing tennis quickly. so but it's So you have to say that because this is a long-term deal that we have struck. And
I like the fact that you said that, Jack, because I want people to understand, folks, when you're acquiring another company, it takes time to negotiate, time to get this thing done, but it takes longer to assimilate the acquired culture with the acquiring culture and not make them convert to you, but just find some middle ground, right, Jack?
Middle ground and yet shifting. I mean, we want to make sure that we don't – I put it this way, Jim. You know, our paradigm, as you know from my book, is great people, fabulous. They deliver personal customer service, and then, by the way, we sell clothes, products.
Yeah.
Now, their reason for their existence was everybody that shops there, and 25%, by the way, of our customers in Wilkes-Bashford do not live in California, not even California. So it's a spot that people will go to. They live in Boise. I mean, you have a global, you have a, you know, a national audience, whether you're in Mississippi or in your, all of a sudden you visit California and you go to Wilkes-Bashford, and there's not a great store in the sometimes the hinterlands.
Right.
And so, therefore, you develop a relationship. The point is, product was what they drove. They drove unique product, different than a Neiman Marcus or a Saks Fifth Avenue. So they were all about product. Then they did have great people. Sometimes, candidly, the reputation was, you know, if you didn't drive a Lamborghini or something.
Right.
But you know what? Once you got to know the people, they're fabulous.
That's the thing about your culture. Because everybody knows I don't drive a Lamborghini, but when I came in your store, it was like your people adopted me.
And they knew
I was just some poor radio guy, and so they didn't care if I wasn't the president of GE, and so that was a great experience for me, Jack, to see what you teach and what you talk about actually come to life.
Yeah, and of course that takes time to get that part of the culture over, you know, to execute that. But when my nephew Tyler, who's there permanently, my son Andrew and I are on the selling floor meeting and greeting the customers, we set the standards, set the example, and we talk about it all the time.
If I go in the stores out there, can I buy your book? Is your book out?
Yes, of course you can. But of course, you know me, for most of the customers that I see or introduced, I just give them a book.
I'm happy to have mine. I wouldn't take anything for. Hey, Jack. hold on. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be back in a minute. We're going to let Jack wrap up this thing, folks. The Mitchell family of stores acquired two more stores in California. That's what we're talking about, and how the blending, the meshing of these two, not only these two businesses, but these two business cultures. How do you do that successfully? Nobody does that better than Jack Mitchell. He's going to talk to us some more about this after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of
Mitchell. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jack Mitchell is our guest, and he's the author of Hug Your Customers, also Hug Your People. He just happens to be an author, folks, but mostly what he does is he makes dreams come true for his employees and his customers. How about that, Jack?
You know, Jim, I'm...
You do that, though.
I've seen it. They do that for me. I mean, the picture I have and the dreams that I have are only fulfilled because of my family and our great, great associates that work with us, and they've been working with us for, you know, we very rarely lose anyone for, you know, it's, they work with us. Dominic Condaleo, our head fitter and tailor in Westport, where mom and dad started 52 years ago, we just celebrated his 50th year with us.
Wow.
50.
Wow.
And
he still has the same chain around his ankle to the desk, right? Hey, Jack, now, folks, we're talking about Jack's recent acquisition, growth through acquisition, from the East Coast to two stores in San Francisco and Palo Alto, the Wilkes-Bashford stores that they've acquired recently. So many of you know that the San Francisco store is hard by to Union Square, very near to that area. Jack, I know that your company is strong. And I know you guys have got plenty of financial critical mass, but still, We've all come through a tough time right now. I know your business is like everybody else's business. It was 09 wasn't as good as 07 was. And so that puts a lot of pressure on everyone in an organization when the economy is off like this. So you guys making this acquisition, stepping out, branching out, having the courage to do this, this had to be a gut check for you guys.
Well, it was, Jim. And, I mean, we took, a huge decrease in sales just like any of the other upper-end stores. And, we don't even use the word luxury anymore. You know, it's quality.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And so we had to do what we had to do, and that we just put our, 2005 or 6 was a great year. And we had to have our expenses match what they were then, because that's what the sales were like. So we had a huge decrease in sales. But just to fast forward quickly, by September we were beginning to play offense again. We really had gotten our whole inventory, which is mm-hmm. the cash flow in a clothing store,
right?
And our expenses, our people, everything, down. And we then began to look and see how could we become that thinking, that mindset, rather than cutting and being reactive. We began to be proactive, and when that happened, and this all of a sudden, out of nowhere, came this opportunity, and we were
so
ready.
So is it possible, Jack, that had you guys still been in what we used to call in the Army a hull defilé, had you still had your head down in the foxhole, that this opportunity might have passed you right by?
Absolutely.
So that's
a very good foxhole analogy. And what I like to say is, as you know from my book, I think I put it in my Hug Your Customer book, it's like going like on a merry-go-round, and if you don't, you got to be prepared when when you see that gold ring to grab it, because if you don't grab it, if you're not prepared, if your head is down, it goes right by you, and you never have the opportunity of picking it up.
Well, exactly, and that's one of the things that I started talking about a year ago. After I told people for 6 months to operate for survival, I said, okay, folks, we got to start thinking about planning for success, and that's what your company did. Even while you were girding your loins for still a rough ride, you were looking around saying, okay, we've been here before. There's opportunity out there, and you started finding it.
Well, even in the 89-91 recession that we mentioned earlier, I mean, we hired, it's in my book, Phyllis Bershaw, who's our Wonder Woman, who's not a kid. I mean, we hired her during that time, and she mm-hmm. was, we knew what she was selling because she was selling for a competitor. Competitor went out of business. And in 20 minutes, we hired her,
yeah.
even though we, quote, couldn't afford to,
mm-hmm.
because she's, she at that time, she was a million-dollar seller, and today she sells, triple that. So
you have to know when to, what to cut and what to invest in.
Exactly.
That's one of the big decisions sure. that has to be made, and those are the gut check decisions, and they can only be made by people who follow the 3 C's that you just gave us. Give it to us again one more time.
You have to be really calm. You have to be confident that you can do it and really genuinely believe that. And then you have to be compassionate with your
yeah.
people, with your customers. There's one other quick one, Jim.
Jack, very quickly.
Honest and transparent.
Honest and transparent. I love that. Hey, Jack, this has been great. Give us the website one more time, quickly.
It's hugyourcustomers.com or mitchellsonline.com.
And mitchellsfamilyofbusinesses.com.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jack, for being here. Great job today. Congratulations on the acquisition. I'm proud of you guys. See you next time. Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. What a great American success story. Wasn't that great? I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.